So we spoke last week, the halachas is drei vochen. We're going into the avelis more and more. And this week is starting Mishenichnas of Mema'atim Besimcha. Mishenichnas of Mema'atim Besimcha. The Morgan Avraham sagt Mishenichnas of Mema'atim Besimcha. Ein Smeichim Klau. Ein Smeichim Klau. Das sagt der Morgan Avraham. Sharatzim brings down from Tesis be a vomis, that means not bichlal not to be happy. He said, Besheresh avoyde steht, to speak not to speak so much. I say, Alemol, a meise, when I was a bocher in Ponovich. When I was a bocher in Ponovich, so you know, to the end of the man, the oilum Alemol gets a chizuk. So we went to a chizuk to a yeshiva, a pavachim. Went to a chizuk to a yeshiva. Doesn't make a difference welcha yeshiva it was. And it was Rosh Chodesh Av. Remember, we came the day before Rosh Chodesh Av. And in the morning we learned the Bismedrash there. And lunchtime we went down to the dining room. We come down to the dining room, which Chodesh Av, and we hear dancing and singing. Mamash Azevi Chodesh Adar. And they were singing the Nigan of Mishenichnas Adar. They were singing the same Nigan and Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. Change the word, Misha Azevi. We go down, you know, I pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming. You know, we went down to the dining room, and the holy Shiva was dancing. Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. And then, it became quiet, a guy gave a clap, and a bocher went up on the table, and he said, as the Kotzke Rebbe gizokt, Mishenichnas Ov Mema'atim Koyach HaKlipes Besimche. And then again, Eilu started to dance again. So, it's Pashit Nemahalchim. We will go with unsere Mahalach. As Mishenichnas Ov Mema'atim Besimche is Kipshutoi. So, there's a lot of halachas that we wissen from not eating basar, rechitze, and we can say that, I say, allemal, to be over on Yerushalayim is a madrege. I know not everyone is holding it a madrege to be over on Yerushalayim. If a person will come up le'achar me'er ve'esrim and he will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wanted to cry, the tears didn't come, I was looking for the tears didn't come, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. I tried. But Hashem will ask him, but the halachas of Tisha Sayomim, you kept Azeva Midaf or you didn't keep it Azeva Midaf? If the person will answer, I kept the halachas Azeva Midaf, Zeicha V'Roya Bevinyana. The person will not say that he kept it Azeva Midaf. Oy lo yisa busha, oy lo yisa chlin. In Shulchan Aruch steht, Mishenichnas Ov Mematim Besimcho Umematim Bemasa Umatim. Umematim Bemasa Umatim. The Mishneh Berurah brings down, Bezmaneinu Mekilim Shehakel Kedei Chayeinu. It's in the stock in Parnose. But I wissen Tage, the people that have a lot of money, if they have a heter. But Mishneh Berurah says, Bezmaneinu Mekilim Shehakel Kedei Chayeinu. Hakel is Kedei Chayeinu. And in all cases, Masumatan Shel Simcha, the Mishneh Berurah says, if it's no tzorech not to do, other if it's a big sale, then you're allowed to. Now, the Maaseh, the Poskim say like this, to buy, lemoshel, small little dishes, small little things that people need, you're allowed to buy Betisha Sayomim. If it's like pictures for the house, these kind of things, you're not allowed to. About like silver dishes, gold dishes, this you're not allowed to buy. Washing machine, dryer, air condition, again, the place can hold, most places can hold the mice if you need it, for sure to buy it. But if you don't need it, I know, you manage it without it. Just, you want for conveniency to have a better washing machine, a better dryer, this stack it away till after Tisha Sayom. Again, only if it's a sale. Now, here is a mistake. It was a chosin that was arguing with me this week. He already left. the message, that you're not, we'll see in a second, you're not allowed to buy new clothes in Tisha Sayomi. Even socks, you're not allowed to. Chaim Kanievsky says even a yarmulke and a gavel, you're not allowed to. Because the Rav Mishtabur and see Vov. Even a gavel socks, you're not allowed to buy in Tisha Sayomi. You're allowed to buy slippers for Tisha B'Av, thus yeah. But this is chesed for Avelis. He's stopping a boch has, but he's buying like very choshev sneakers. That's basic nisht. Because Mice is buying it for the whole year already, for the whole camp also. God is yep tzachon. Actually, he's stopping. But some slippers for Tisha B'Av you're allowed to. But socks, gartel, yarmulke, you're not allowed to buy. So this only again if it's a big sale, then you're allowed. This guy is a chosn. He's getting married. Yud Gimel of, I'm Yud Dalad of. He wants to know if he could buy, he left yesterday, Lama Zogun. He wants to know if he's allowed to buy clothes for the chasana. Tisha Sayomi, Tisha Sayomi. He told me, yeah, it's not Mishnah Brura. Lama Zanin Avaini. Mishnah Brura says, like him, the Chur. And Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. It's good to be in this. Listen, if you learn Mishnah Brura yourself, you don't, you mamish can have this mistake. State, מראש חודש על הטיינס, אסתו הלוכס, מגה סיידר. מי שנכנס אוב ממעטים בשמחה וממעטים במסר ומתן. הלוכה א' בייס. אז הלוכס לידר, you're not allowed to rinse your clothes, you're not allowed to buy clothes. These are סעיף זיין. So if you're not allowed to rinse your clothes, you're for sure not allowed to buy new clothes. Yeah? If you're not allowed to laundry your clothes, you're not allowed to iron them, you're not allowed to buy new ones. It's the same idea. You're not allowed to make ironing, and you're not allowed to iron your clothes, even if you're not planning to wear them. You're not allowed to send them to dry clean if you're not planning. So you're not allowed to buy them if you're not planning to wear them. That's the poshta aloha, that's the seif zayin. She also attacked godim chadoshim, v'hu adin liknoisa. So the first chelik of the simon is masu matan, business, buying dishes, buying machines, and then is aloha of clothes. And we'll see clothes is a bazunder egzere. That chazal don't let you to mechabes your clothes, to rinse your clothes, to iron your clothes, and for sure not to buy new clothes like the Ramon. Everything, maybe not allowed to buy socks, garnished. And the first aloch and seif beis, which says, mematim, 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 zog the Mishnah Brura, zog the Ramon, v'letzorech mitzvah hatul shori. Kigoyim she'ein lo isho bebonim, ve'ein lo bischasnus, mutar libnes bischasnus. Ve'al ken mutar lasis bischasnus, lasis b'godim chadoshim, לצורך נשואים שהיא אחר תשע בו. שתהייתי עלה אותו. מוטר לאסיס בישחסנוס, אוי לאסיס בגודים חדושים. I told him, I'm member as nish. אבל, לא רוצה תאר יום. So my mother is mama is putting pressure on me. So I told him, no, you have a משדבור. I didn't remember then, I was not in the union. I was sure. It's better will be a tavam, it's not a chvayz nisht. I told him he's allowed to. He's allowed to. I learned today again the inyan. And I saw the achroinim asked the stir in the Mishnah Brura. Shaitan Seif Zayin also looking at Gvalim Chadoshim. Zogin the achroinim, this heter is only if the chasn is mamish after Tisha B'Av and there's no way that he could get the clothes before. But if you could get them, just chmeis, Monday they want to go to the grandmother to make pictures. Sunday they want to be in Monty. They want to do different zachen. Then you're not allowed. You're not allowed to. The hainu, because the Mishnah Brura is matter. You're allowed to buy lama zogun a ring. If you can't find this, you're allowed to tzerich mitzvah. You're allowed to buy a ring and tisha sayomim. If you're not married yet, you're allowed to buy. If you never had pruvah vur, you're allowed to. Aber begodim chadoshim is the isuf and kibus. And this heter, they have tzedilk. When I say the Achronim, I saw the Piskechubas and the Agoyas in the bottom brings it also. It's beside the Stira. But Mele, as a mensch learn, as a Mishnah Brura steht, we look at this Godim Chadoshim, we tzorech mitzvah mutter, for chasne after Tishbov. But that is mamish achar Tishbov. But on them, this is what they want to tell you. So the Mele, it's not the best of nishtza. Now, the same thing, you're not allowed to sew yourself clothes, you're not allowed to sew new clothes, but to fix old clothes, you're allowed to. Now, the Seder HaDvorim is, we'll see in a second, is three Isurim. To wear Bgodim Mechubosim, that were washed, Bgodim Bigdei Shabbos, and Bgodim Meguhotzim. Then you have shirts that are washed, but you don't iron them. Then you have Shabbos clothes, and then you have iron clothes. People have, you know, the iron the shirt, especially, this is the worst, to wear them in Tisha Sayol. But we'll divide, first we'll go to Bigdei Shabbos, and then we'll go back. You're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes during the 9 days. It's chomer. Rabbi Eliashiv says that it's more chomer from wearing clothes that were washed. Then you're not allowed to wear shirts that were washed, you're not allowed to wear them at Tisha Sayomim. It's worse to leave your Shabbos clothes on. Now, but you have to know it's only Shabbos clothes. Some people, they have ties. They're not Shabbos ties. During the week, they don't go with ties. If they have to, they wear a tie, but it's not a Shabbos tie. Then they're allowed to. Some people, during the week, they go with the suit and the pants are not the same. But they have a suit. It's a Shabbos suit. For a medium matter, they have a suit. During the week, they don't have a suit. They go with gray pants, a black jacket. They have a weekday suit and they have a Shabbos suit. So that suit they're allowed to wear and during the week. If someone is dating, so is a machlekes, if you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes or not, the royal lemaisa that if he needs to, the maisa will make it to wear Shabbos clothes. That's a tzarech mitzvah. But it's only dating before he's engaged. Noch dem nafish. Now, a bar mitzvah bocher is a big machlekes. Lemaisa, the ikar aminag is that the father, the mother, and the chosid bar mitzvah wear Shabbos clothes. The rest, now, we have to know, in the time of the Goyim and Shabbos, they didn't wear Shabbos clothes. The Goyim brought down to wear. But the minig was, al pi Shulchan Aruch and Shabbos Chazoin, they didn't wear Shabbos clothes. Our minig changed, lemaise, and Klal Yisrael wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos Chazoin. Stam, bederich agav, otar yashen emaise, azich gehelt. As is a shayla, they say by the ufuf from Rebel Soloveitchik, the ufuf from Rebel Soloveitchik, so the shver came to Davin and Achve. The shver of Rebel Soloveitchik came to Davin. So they said the Briskerov asked him, why you came, I mean, you never Davin in Shabbos. I mean, my son has a ufuf, I mean, you do it as the Kale. So what do you came, what, to see the chosn going getting Aliyah? Why you came to Davin? I mean, it was, the chosn gets aliyah. You see now, I got aliyah. No, it's no boss. So yeah, so why you came? I asked him when Mishua if the story is MS or not. He told me he was not born yet, he can't know. I have a raya, the loiker briskerov. From this Yuchas Tishabov. State in the Ma'aril, I said, in that day they didn't wear Bigdei Shabbos. Zog de Ma'aril, Avia Ben, I'm sorry, Avia Chosen, Avia Kalo, Mogen Avron brings them down. Avia Chosen, Avia Kalo, Loif Shim Big De Shabbos, B'Shabbos Chazoin. Avia Chosen, Avia Kalo, Loif Shim Big De Shabbos, B'Shabbos Chazoin. Now, Shabbos Chazon is never Shabbos Shabbos Brochus, because we don't get married from Drei Wochen. So who is Avia Chosen, Avia Kalo, Loif Shim Big De Shabbos, B'Shabbos Chazoin? Shabbos Rufus. So steht Avia Kalo? I used this amol. I came. I learned Chavrus of the Shmir Shabbos Kiril Choso. Came once to his house Friday. His Rebbetzin told me that they're having a ufuf. His daughter is having her choson is having a ufuf this Shabbos, and the husband doesn't want to go away for Shabbos. He wants to learn. He says he goes away for Shabbos. His shtel is learning. He says he doesn't. The choson noch nish Canadian. Is that mechuyev to go for the ufuf? So I could go into the room to convince him to go. So I showed him the Ma'arim. So he went for Shabbos. As in Tisha Sayomim, the Avia Kala is never big the Shabbos. If he stays home, he doesn't wear big the Shabbos. Well, for the Shabbos Kala, that's not mistaba, yeah? I've had this for the Shabbos Chosn. So I went to ask him, I'm sure that the Buskerov is not getting in the Ma'arim. Tell me, he doesn't know the story yet. But the Ma'arim said, our meaning is that in Shabbos, we wear big the Shabbos. That's our meaning, we wear big the Shabbos in Shabbos. Someone asked me, Taka, what's the pshat? In the ganze Zachen, our dog became so frum that, you know, every b'chumah we machmer. And punk here, we wear big the Shabbos. Why are we not machmer? So Avada, the people that take showers on 9 days don't ask these questions. They're not anyway not makbid, and these halachas on 9 days. But we're asking for the frum people that attack in makbid that they don't take showers, and they makbid as even midaf to know the halachas of the 9 day. So why pungli gabi Shabbos? And I know some people wanted to be machmer themselves, chas m'shalom. First, klal Yisrael al pide goyen wear big the Shabbos. But you have to know more from that. And our doir anim shebanim, likute bosar likute chavle mashiach, we have to know that if a person will not wear big the Shabbos, who knows how much chas m'shalom michshul could come chil the Shabbos. If a person walk weekday, he will put a mistake, the light. You see people today put on a mistake, the light, even at the word big the Shabbos, even at the Shabbos, if a person doesn't go dressed, as if he daft in Shabbos, who knows how much it could be pagim in a Shabbos. Now, as a big shayle, lemaise, the our minag is that Motzi Shabbos, you don't have to rush to take off the clothes. So there's an issue to wear big the Shabbos and Tisha Sayomi. So the shayle will be, Motzi Shabbos, chazoin, if you have to rush to take off the clothes or not, next Shabbos, if you will have to rush to take off the clothes or not. The Chazon Ish was machmir than that. Remember, I think Rabbi Zalman told me that some Gdol Yerushalayim, I think he told me the Shualeb Diskin, would take off the Shreimel Miyad. But the Shabbos Miyad, Shabbos Chazon, he would Miyad take off the Shreimel. But I know some Frum Bochim take off the ties Miyad after. Motzi Shabbos. Lama again weiter. Is the Isur Kibus, the Haino, before the Isur to wear, forget about to wear, a person has the Isur Kibus. Here it's wearing again for a couple of days. I'm saying why it's in the yeshiva here, Alamol, every year is the same Vikuchim though in the yeshiva. But Lama again can say that. In Shulchan Aruch state, you're not allowed to mechabes begodim, kibus shelonu, kegiut shelohem. You're not allowed to give a beged to mechabes and tisha sayomim, even if you're planning to use it after it. The hainu. It's nagi a lot of times people are going to camp this year. Lamashal tisha b'av finishes yom chamishi. You want to go Friday. You want to go up to the mountains and to stay ready for camp. You have a lot of dirty laundry. So he said, you'll give it to the Goyish laundry. Now you're not touching it. You're coming Motzei Tisha Friday morning. You come, you take everything. You're not allowed to. And the same thing here in the yeshiva, the Olam asked Alamol, the Sfardim only makbid Shavuah Shechalboi. The Ashkenazim from the beginning. So they have dry cleaners here that are Sfardim. So the Ashkenazim Bochim, every time they want to give them to make the washing, the first 3 days, that's not the Sfardim could do it yet. Betonish. As a vikuach, and the Heideke Poiskim, if you're allowed to put in the washing machine to press the button before Tisha Sayomim, and the machine goes in Tisha Sayomim, or you have to be sure that it's ready. It's a machlekes poiskes manenu. It's like in the old days, the Nishgahat, so made it very hard to machria. What is the issue? The Maise Kibus, Niskaves Behoilech, and Shabbos Moshe could be allowed to, Meikar Adin. So here the Melocha, the Peula pressing the button I did before. Other than that, yes. It's a shayle, if a person has a shaytol, or a noshim, people have shaytols on their head, and the shayle is, if you're allowed to wash them, it's a isur kibus al begodim, if it has a din beged or not. Ikar adin, you're not allowed to rinse it, only b'shas adchak. Now, it's a chumre from the stipler, Chumra from the stipler. I know it's very hard to keep this chumra, but the stipler was machmir. Person is eating lunch, and when he finishes his lunch, he has a stain on his shirt. What's coming to? Now, normally, one of the two, either he changes the shirt, or he goes to the sink and he washes it off. To change a shirt is 9 days. You know, he doesn't have 20 shirts. Some people have a stain after every meal, yeah? So, to be a problem. And mitzad sheini, he doesn't know what to do. The stipler says you're not allowed to rinse it. Isur kibus. But only a whole bag of mud, it was. A kleine bag? There's a kleine bag. I said it's a chumah. Now, the stipler says that if he's embarrassed, he's allowed to. If he's embarrassed, and he doesn't have it. Lamoshal, what happens to me? I live in Arnof. Every Tishayom, I have the same problem. I eat, I find a stain. Now, normally I would go to the sink and wash it off. Stipler. So what I'll do the whole day, I will go with the stain. So the stipler says, if you misbayish, you are out. But the Moshe Rabbah, he has four or five shirts where all of them have stains. So then if misbayish, you're allowed to rinse it off. Or under Zogin, sometimes another kule, sometimes you have a little stain that if you don't wash it off right away, then you have to put it in the dry cleaner, it's a ganze meise. That's the mokim hefset. Like, you wash it miyad, it's a gate of it. If you don't wash it miyad, that's a shin, a ganze meise. Then you can make it. Now in Yerushalayim was a chumre, not to rinse the floors, not to make sponge on 9 days. It's not mi'ikar adin, it's a chumre. So a lot of people are making. Lemaise, the minig in Yerushalayim was not to. But the Kovit Shabbos, Avadu, you're allowed to. Bismedrash, you're also allowed to. If you have little kids, Dreitzach in the house and they get dirty, you're also allowed to. To polish your shoes in 9 days. We're not speaking of Kovit Shabbos. Before the Kovit Shabbos, Rabbi Yashiv and Pshtav Zalman hold you're not allowed to polish. Rabbi Moshe holds you're allowed to polish. But he holds not to shine it. It's too, you know, you put the black thing on. Then you could, it's two ways. You could, with a liquid one, you just does everything together. But this is mikufia. So you can, this Moshe says you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to spread the black cream on also. But to shine it after, this Moshe holds you're not allowed to. But even if you're Rabbi Shimon Zalman, Rabbi Eliashiv, to take a wipe and to wipe your shoes, then for sure you're allowed to. The Tzerech Shabbos, Rabbi Eliashiv holds you're allowed to polish your shoes. Kids of little babies that get dirty the whole time, till 5-6 years old, you're allowed to rinse them, you're allowed to wash them, you're allowed to do everything for them. Yes, some people say that kids are a little bit older, but they behave like little kids. The Hainu, they're also getting dirty the whole time. You know, Chazal will not go, so people can't, you know, how much clothes you can have. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, but not to rinse a lot together, to do it in small amounts. Malayashi says this is given a mole that they went to the river, it was a whole zach. Today if you fill a machine it doesn't make a difference, but for sure not like some people think that it's a cooler that the machine is running anyway, you could push different clothes inside, avadanish. This is the isur that is called, I want to be madgish, isur kibus. It's a gzeire drabonon ilichris aveilus and isur me'avelim in Yerushalayim. Why that chumah of taking off the stain? Well, it's a ganze stain. I'm buying a whole, Yenem is buying a whole suit because he has a heter from the Mishnah Berurah. And it's the Isur Derabon, you have to know, Birchis Aveilus is the Isur that is called Isur Kibus. And Rabbi Yashiv explains, these Isurim are very chomu, because Chazal asked them. It's not Stam Chumras. Chazal asked Kibus. Now, it's another halacha. Chazal asked Lilbosh Bgodi Mechubosi. A beggar that is Mechubos, you're not allowed to wear. Now you have to know, it's a klora halacha, again people don't know that. The isur to wear bgodim mechubosim is the isur and clothes, we'll see about what kind of clothes. It's the isur and towels, it's the isur and linen. Towels for wiping the tilas yadayim, you're allowed to, it's a tzarich mitzvah. Now, so let me again say that. So what a person does. He only could wear clothes that he wore before Tisha Sayomim. So there's two ways. The old way was given, you prepare the clothes. Now I know the day before Tisha Sayomim, if Tisha Sayomim starts, Rosh Chodesh is Yom Shlishi or Revi. So Yom Shlishi, you start to wear, every half an hour you change your shirt. This is one eitzah. Or, if you didn't manage to do that, you put them on the floor and you step on them. With shoes, without shoes, different shittas. But it has to be that it loses, especially the people that send their shirts to iron. Rabbi Yashiv said, this is more chomer from everything else, because this is meguhotzim. Shele, kibus shalom kigiyut shalom. But people have it, you know, that like mamash, the shirt is strong after it. These people, something like that. So these people have to, for sure, order to wear them, order to, you know, to open the packet to spoil it, bekitzur. Now, there's another way to prepare it, chutz from wearing it a half an hour, other in Shabbos. You're allowed to, the most, a person prepared a couple of clothes, and Shabbos, little Shabbos you'll wear a shirt, He changes in Shabbos a couple times a shirt, because in Shabbos we're allowed to wear. Now, as a machlek is a poiskim, what? It's not a chole, because now you're wearing it for half an hour. It's a bochdik shirt. Taka nishkin kovet Shabbos. I'm saying. Ein echanami, if it's a bochdik shirt. Taka ein echanami, nishkin kovet Shabbos. Nishkin kovet Shabbos, taka. Now, some people, and it's a big vikuach, I'm not going in, it's a shaila, every year I get that shaila and I don't know how to answer, if you could wear five shirts together. He puts one, two, three, four, five, six. So I say, the only eitzah is good if you go to bed for half an hour with them. So then they get squashed together. If you walk with them the whole time, Pesach nisht. But if you know, you go into the bed, you switch with them, together, so then mistama five together also, because yaitzah mistama even ten together is also good. Now, as a machlekes poiskes manenu, what kind of clothes you have to prepare? Only tap clothes, or even clothes like underwear, undershirt, all these zachen that you put for zeya be'alme. I want to be magdir the chiluk. The chiluk is two kind of clothes. It's clothes that people wear to look good. A shirt is made to look good. Vorai. People buy nicer ones, a nicer ones. This is made to look good. It's clothes that are made when a person schwitzes, so it's made to collect the schwitz, to protect the outside clothes. So some place can hold these clothes, because you don't have to prepare socks. Don't have to prepare. Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Nissim Karelitz, they hold that even these clothes you have to prepare. But in these clothes, for sure, Likula Alma, it's enough to be maker to step in them. Now, what would be if a guest comes to your house? We said you're not allowed to change linen also. You have guests. So the place can hold you're allowed to change them because it's not derech havro. I want to explain. Why people change the clothes the whole time? It's refreshing. That refreshing, they're asked in Avelus. That refreshing. If changing derech havro, they call it the aser den avelus. But she'enkin, when a guest comes, now, it's a big shaila alamol, people that have hotels, what to do. I'm not speaking, but a guest change, for sure to change the linen. But in the minig of the hotels, minig hotel, balabati mechshuvim, that every day they come into the room and they change it. This is like, that's mamish derech havro, that's the spitzlach. So the shaila is, if you're allowed to do it in Tisha Sayomi. So the shaila is double. If you go to a hotel, if you have to tell them not to change it, if the person that owns the hotel, that's fregin aro. Chazal asked another isur, again, it's Hichis Avelus, and it's Nuhayk Sayin Avelus, and Sayin Tisha Sayomi, isur rechitza. We have to know, is the isur de Rabbonon mitonish makers on stam. Lirchoitz kol gufoi afilu betzoinen osu. Chazal asud milchis aveilus. Tisha sayomim. Lirchoitz kol gufoi afilu betzoinen osu. Ponov yodav eraglov is mutar. What is ponov yodav eraglov? Ponov means the face. Not the head, the face. This is ponov. Yodav, as a machlekes, if it means only the calf, or it means till the elbow. Raglov, as a machlek is still wear. It doesn't mean till the stomach, yeah? It means other the bottom part or till the knee. In the old days, for sure Chazal meant till the knee. Because people walked with sand and everything got dirty. In our days, the Maisa, people don't go in sand. Avraham Avinu, the guest came, he gave them water. Today, most guests come, you don't give them water to rinse the foot. So I'm trying to give people to wash their hands, to wash their face. There's the minik talking on the planes. They go around to give you something to wipe your face. But that's the minik. Ponav yodav, these things. As a minik, you just give a person to wash ponav yodav. But the raglov, they don't give to wash. Some people tell you that today the raglov is not shaykh. So people say, they are sweating. You sweat today in the feet. But again, it's nishk till the knee. So during the week, you're allowed to ponav yodav the raglov betzoinen. Before people that have problems. I'm speaking on yidden that are made of feet of shulchan aruch. Now, if some years Erev Rosh Chodesh is Chal be'Erev Shabbos, it's not negated this year, it's Ergenish Tarayin Tzedar Prat. Now, I want to be madgish. Tzoynen doesn't mean freezing water. People think tzoynen means freezing water. Tzoynen could be pleasant. The ikar is, if you put on the heat, the water, the hot water into the cold, that you will not be freezing. The poskim can say like the same temperature of the spit that the person has in his mouth, roi kapeh, this is the temperature of the water. A person is mamish istanis, and even more from that, he freezes, he can't. So again, he's allowed to put on hot water, but not to enjoy the hot water, just, he freezes, he can't. So he's allowed to put more hot water. If he sees he can't go into the water, there's no din to sit there and to suffer. The ikar is rechitza shele tainugos. Now, this is during the week. Ketanim, little kids that have lice, you're allowed to. Or if they're dirty, you're allowed to. Someone got dirty, his hands got dirty, his feet got dirty. Or the lemoshul, he schwitz very much. Stam, really, before, stam, he had himself, against avoid, he got all dirty. Avad, he's allowed to rinse himself. He's not rechitza tainug. Now, was a machlekes poisik is aneinu, so they bring it down also in the new sefer that came out on Avelus, Divrei Sofrim, if you're allowed to brush your teeth. I want to explain. Lemaisa, the Mishneh Berurah says, ponov yodav v'raglov, but you're not allowed to use soap. Ponov yodav v'raglov, you're not allowed to use soap. Betzayin ponov yodav v'raglov. You're allowed to brush your teeth or not. Without toothpaste, say that. The shayla is, you put a little bit of soap on it, and you brush your teeth. And the reason that some people want the answer, because they said, okay, people don't manage refreshment. Okay, this is, you feel refreshed after you do it. If a person has problems, he has holes, and he has all different marim bishin, say that. Well, that's me. This is like zuama, yeah? Someone has, he's bleeding. If he doesn't do it, all of his, say that, I'm a rednish of that. As an infection. But if a person does it, you know, in the morning you do it, you feel refreshed. So you don't brush your teeth, you don't feel refreshed. Like some people, before they take a shower in the morning, they don't feel refreshed. Lemaisa, the person can say that the person that is used to doing it every day is allowed to, but a person that normally doesn't brush his teeth, he's not allowed to do it in 9 days. In Erev Shabbos, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to do ponov, yodov, veraglov, veroish. Also the here. Ponov yodav v'raglov v'roisha. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says, a person that every week is makpid to rinse for Shabbos in hot water, he's allowed to use hot water also this Shabbos, but not soap. The Salmas Chaim, the Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld brings down, that the Maise, because people do the soap also to cover Shabbos, the Shabbos be'boiris, so the Maise, the oil will make it with soap. Lemaise, a lot of people are makel in Erev Shabbos, ponov, yodo, v'raglo, v'roishri, v'kol gufoi, b'sop, b'chamim lekovet Shabbos. And the reason that the oilem are makel, they say, because it's not in the tainug, it's lekovet Shabbos. So Lemaise, the person can say like this. Before we go into the Heintikei Teir, people that are very istidis, and they schwitz a lot, and they feel they need the shower very much, these people for sure could be making Erev Shabbos, dahinu, next week Erev Shabbos, they take a shower, part of your everything, with hot water, with soap, because it's not letainu, they're really doing it lekavod Shabbos, and if they're dirty, memele, they will not feel lekavod Shabbos. So, not everyone is masking of them. I remember in Kol Torah, every year was a sign, b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, only ponov yodav v'raglov v'roisha. People tell you things change. Alamol, I hear from, you know, from the modern people, the Taina, that today, you know, it's much more hot, and we're much more spoiled, and b'meile, we istanis, and b'meile, I can't, if I don't take a shower 2 days, I'm out of my mind, all these mishugasim. People have to know that it's mamish krum to say like this. In the old days, it looks like people had two clothes for the whole 9 days. The poskim were not busy how to prepare the clothes. People used the same clothes, who had 10 shirts, who had so much different clothes to change. Number one. In the old days, people had to walk from place to place. There was no cars. You know how schwitzing people were? In the old days, you didn't sit in air condition. Today you can sit in the shelter with air conditioning. In the old days, people schwitzed. Und auf dem Chazal sagen nein. Kommt ein Mensch, has an air conditioning in every room that he goes, every car that he goes, he has air conditioning, he has clothes, he doesn't have to cook the bread, everything comes ready in the store, everything is served to him. Istanis, ich bin ein Istanis. Schwer zu sagen, that is a coole. But it happens to be that a person is mamish, istanis, that the Mishnah Berurah nicht getracht, es kann sein als Azach, yeah? The place can be in a dream, es kann sein als Azach. And if he doesn't take a shower, he mamish, he feels ois gemutscht im Ganzen. And he mamish is... So then the place can find a coole for him, that it's not le tainuk, it's only le haviris azuama. But again, for sure, not with hot water, betzoynet, and 1, 2, 3, mamish, a second, and to run out. The smell from them. Even the people that make it. More from that. Kol mishayinim yistav Yerushalayim, ayin azeichev haray bechurbanam, medafam unchashash. First I'll tell you, there's a chance that you will not see Beis HaMikdash. If you want to take the chance, take it. Some people take chances. You have to know, it's not portion. You have to know, mamish such a eastern is, if it's mamish tzorich gadol, say it. Little kids, Rabbi Yashiv holds till Gil Chinuch, you could give them showers regular. Some people are machmir from 3 years old. Now you have to know, for the Sfardim, Me'ikar Adin, everything starts from after Shabbos. They know Shavua Shechal Boi. The Ben Ish Chai says that the Sfardim also have to be knowing like the Ashkenazim from Rosh Chodesh. So this is where the Achkenish are into the Minogim, from Surya, from different Minogim. Now, Legabe, again, we're speaking of people that normally are makbid even in Erev Shabbos, only part of Yodav Araglov, they should have to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Chazoin, if you're allowed to go to the mikveh. So, the poskim say like this, if every week you go to the mikveh, you're allowed to go to the mikveh also. But again, not to go to the hot mikveh, to go to the cold mikveh. Now, Rabbi Yashim says like this. So again, part of Yodav Araglov, this is the heter. Or not only that, even if you're taking a shower, but the mikveh is not a shower. Yeah. You have to have a heter to take a mikveh, to take a shower. What is the heter to go to the mikveh? So if you don't go every week to the mikveh, then sometimes if you have to go away for a Shabbos somewhere, you miss the mikveh, so this Shabbos you're also going away. To Shabbos Chazon you're going. It's not going to be Yashu. But if when you go away, you don't go to the mikveh, so you can go to the mikveh this Shabbos, of Shabbos Chazon. If every week you makpid to go to the mikveh, it's not the shower. The shower you're taking anyway. So you take the shower before you go into the mikveh, as I state. What? Doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to stop to roichet. Not allowed to stop to be roichet. So Rabbi Yashiv says like this, if sometimes you miss, don't go. If you don't miss, you're allowed to go, but to a cold mikveh. Now, again, we said, there's no mitzvah to go to a freezing one. It could be a pleasant one. The problem is a lot of times you come to the mikveh, there's no pleasant one. There's a freezing one, and then it's a hot, but not boiling, and then it's very boiling. So the very boiling, for sure, is also to go in. So the other one Rabbi Yashiv holds, that while you can't go to the freezing one is bothering you, so the minig is to be makel to go into the warm one. But again, the guy says in and out, not to stay there a second extra, in and out. Now there's another halacha that is noig in Tisha Sayomim. You're not allowed to eat basal velishtos yayim. There's a isur lechol basal velishtos yayim the Tisha Sayomim. Now the minig is that we don't eat basal for sure, not chicken and not meat, all different kind of basal we don't eat. Not only basal is also, tafshil shel basal is also also. What is tafshil shel basal? Potatoes, the marshal, a person has a pot, a roaster, he has a chicken inside and potatoes. Even that potatoes are on the side, a beval that were cooked together in the pot with the meat, it's also. Again, alamol, I'm going to the shailem, it's nishta klor ezach, a lot of people come to ask, and they did an Erev Shabbos, they were cooking for Shabbos, so they had one roaster, so they, even after Shabbos, they know they're not allowed to eat the meat, but they want to eat the potatoes, it's also. But people come to ask, no, we know, this we knew that it's also, but my wife, in the oven, she had one side, she had the chicken, and the other part, she had the potatoes. Now, during the week, she wants to serve the potatoes. So, you have to know, it's different kulas. But you're allowed to use a fleishike dish ben yoimoy, I was cooked 5 minutes ago, meat inside. If you cook potatoes in it, you're allowed to eat the potatoes in Tisha Sayomi. Now, what would be if the meat was bottled by Shishim? You're allowed to. Now, Rabbi Yashi brings down, what would be to eat cake? Now, it's a big problem to eat all the fancy cakes in Angel and all these places. Most people don't eat them in Tisha Sayomi. I don't know if you saw once how they make a good cake. Every good cake, you pour a little bit of wine inside. Ask your mother. You put good wine inside. Rabbi Yashi holds you're not allowed to eat such a cake. Now, I want to mechalik it to three gedorim. Rabbi Yashi says like this. Every cake that you put wine inside, you're not allowed to eat it because it's not bottled beroiv. Because if it doesn't add to the taste, why do you put it in? Muzen, it adds to the taste. And then put water. Some people say that it's only also if you taste the wine. You know, some things you could, the mevinim chotch could taste the wine. Rabbi Yashi holds a cake that you misupik, you're allowed to. That, in fact, if you come to all these nice bakeries, and you misupik if they use wine or not, you're allowed to use the cakes. The vibe, they don't have lists in the stores, but you never know. Community this year, they will have, you know, this cake with wine, this cake without wine. Rabbi Yashi holds misupik, if you don't taste it, you're allowed to. Some people hold bichlal, you're allowed to. You have to know the motion, these fancy restaurants, shalif and kashrus, but lo mezogim, you have a kashrus. A lot of times you ask for salmon or for nice sole. 99% is made with wine. Again, if it's mesupik, say, the mevinim could taste themselves. All of these achen, again, could be a problem. Now, what is the age of little kids? The Mishnah Berurah says that a kid that is healthy, not a sick kid, If he came to Chinuch, even shelo yigia lisabel al Yerushalayim, Chinuch is like 6-7, lisabel Yerushalayim is like 10, 9-10. So some people are machmir that even 4 years old don't eat. But like this, 1 or 2 years old, lekula amir, you're allowed to give them to eat fleishiks. From 2 to 4 till 6, remember again, from 1 till 2, lekula amir, you're allowed to. From 2 to 4, little bit people are machmir. From 4 to 6, more people are machmir. Rabbi Yashi falls till 6, you're allowed to give. From 6, the Mishnah Berurah brings to be machmir. A person made shahakel on a chicken and he forgot that it's Tisha Sayomim. Or he made a goffin on a wine, or on a cake that has wine, or on a fish that has wine. Shari Tshuva says to taste apples, azanish kebrocha levatole. Someone that is sick, or your lettuce betach shloishim that they need to eat, they're allowed to eat. The 2 days, from Zayin Ba'ov to be machmir. What is the shir of choyle? A person has to be honest with himself. What is the shir of choyle? Now, b'Shabbos, you're allowed to eat everything. Now, the shayla is, what happens, shalashudis? If you want to schlep the shalashudis out to Tisha Sayomim, you're allowed to carry on eating fleishiks or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is to be maker. So ganz klar Yisrael passing like this Mishnah Berurah, that it's machlekes, and the minig is to be makel, to eat the Motzi Shabbos and the Shalashudas, even if you carry the Shalashudas for a couple hours. The Heintikes, some Heintikes, Talmid Chachomim Taine, as in Ishto Azam Mishnah Berurah. I will read to you the Mishnah Berurah, from Mishnah Shabbos, and Rabbi Eliashiv holds, as Ishto Azam Mishnah Berurah, that we are makel, that Mlav Malke is Mamshich, not Mlav Malke, Shalashudas is Mamshich, you're allowed to eat even weiter. The Mishnah Berurah is in Siman, Kedai to see inside after it. Tov Kuf Nun Alef, Sif Kotten Nun Vov. Shet in Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Noyagim Shle Lechol Bosu Shziayim B'Shabezu, Umiyad Shispalu Akol Arvis B'Motzi Shabez, Ava Pi Shayochid Lo Yispal El Adai, V'U B'Toy Chasude, Osu B'Bosu V'Yayim. מיד שהספלו הכל מייריב, אבא פי שהיוחד לא יספלל, עושו. והוא עדין בראש חוידש. אבל שער האחרון עם כוסו, דמוצי שבס, אם הוא לא יספלל עדיין, מוטו בבוסו ויין, דקייבן שאים רצה בברכס המוזן, שער חס לי שבס. זה שתי התקלור, שער האחרון עם האמרים, קייבן שאים הם רצה, you're allowed to eat. I want to read it again. מיד שהספלו הכל ארץ מוצי שבס, אבא פי שהיוחד לא יספלל, ובתי חסודה עושו. והוא עדין בראש חוידש. אבל שער האחרונים כוסו מוציא שבס, אם הוא לא יספר עדיין, מוטו בבוסו ויין, They came with Shemurutzei because the mother Shaykh has Lui Shabbos. So the Haitik of Rum wanted to tell Mishnah Berurah didn't speak in our case. The first Shita holds, Miyachi Spalu Atzibur Ma'ariv, you're not allowed to eat anymore. The Sharatzim brings down, not everyone is masking with that Shita. Came in at Be'etzem, it's Shabbos yet. They went to time, the whole noise was, if the Tzibur Davin Ma'ariv was Shabbos early. So some people were machmir. Shabbos says, no, we are not machmir. But if the Motzi Shabbos already finished, and it's Tisha Sayomim, how are you allowed to eat? But the Ma'ariv said, the Poiskim hold. Now, the Ma'ariv said, Mavim Malkis, Machlekis, I'm Minagis, we don't eat flesh, chicken, and wine in Mavim Malkis. Havdole, the Minag Lekatchile is to give a cotton to drink the Havdole. A cotton has to be a kid. Sheigia Lechinuch, but Shelo Igia Lechinuch Lisabla Lirushalayim. Like after 7, before 10. But the Evid, if you don't have a Zakid, you only have over 10, you could give also the over 10. Some people are not makbid in it, and their minhag is that you drink the Avdolah yourself. So it's different minhagim. For sure, midat nishgen mishugu, it's a treffen. If you don't have someone to drink, avad you're allowed to drink. Or you misupik, if the kid is igia lechinuch or not, just drink yourself. Because now it's a boach levatol. To cut your nails, Lemaise, most of the poskim hold that this till Shavua Shechalba you're allowed to. Dahainu, this week you're allowed to cut your nails, and next week. The week after it, Lekatchila not to cut your nails. Okay, we'll stop here. What?